You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. We're, here we are. My wife hates me. How's it going, Bonnie?
Test. Good. Test.
I like your hat. I like your
look. Thank you.
I like your style.
It feels, you know, it snowed so much last night. Isn't it wild that it can snow that much in the night?
But it's not that much. They stopped the whole world. I mean, this isn't like...
That's your mic right there.
This isn't like Atlanta where it barely snows or... No,
I mean,
like
they
Houston.
Should be ready for it. Yeah. I mean, I heard the snowplows out there this morning, so...
Yeah, they were dropping salt last night driving home. Like, I'm in New York. And I was doing a Legion of Skanks podcast. First of all, they smoke so much pot. I go, look, you guys are great. I like you, all of you. The pot thing is so corny. Why don't you, if you're going to do some smoke.
But why would, them, but like, that's
I told them
so
to smoke
weird.
Crack or
no,
do
that's
heroin.
Like insane. That's a, you say this all the time. You're like, because you don't do drugs anymore, you have to find some reason to feel superior. Oh,
not
I did
superior.
Worse drugs
no,
than you.
No, I'm saying it's
but
not.
But what a weird thing to say. Like, if somebody was like, let's
don't
say.
Don't take the opposite.
No,
go, you're
no,
right.
No, you're not right.
Go,
you're wrong
right.
on this. It's no. so bizarre that you would say that.
No, it'd be impressive if they
no,
were sitting
it's,
there
it's like
smoking
if somebody
free
was,
base. It's not impressive.
No, it's not. It, nobody's doing it to be impressive.
Yes,
nobody's doing it so that other people
yes,
see in and
yes,
go, look at them.
Yes. They, of course
no,
they're doing it to be impressive. Why do you think they smoke so much during the show?
Why,
don't, have to
why
do
don't you, why don't, instead of just gambling on these scratch-offs, why don't you fucking lose your house? I mean, be a man. I mean, lose
I
all your money.
I
like,
would,
that's basically what you're saying. You're saying,
no,
like, die.
No, because I'm not doing scratch-offs to impress anybody. I'm not doing it in public. I'm not going on a podcast going, 1, 2, oh, nope, no winner here. Well, no winner there. So that's where you're wrong. They're doing it on the day. If
it's not a perfect analogy,
it
right?
Is a very
but it is a
analogy.
Weird thing to be like, you guys should be killing yourself.
No, they,
you guys are not even close
no,
to death with this.
I'm not saying kill themselves. I'm saying,
well, that's
you know,
what
every
you're
now
saying.
And then.
Oh, get free base? What do you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, impress us.
No, that's yes. ridiculous.
No, it
it's
isn't.
Insanity. And
it's
you know
not
that.
Insane.
I refuse to accept this. Hi,
I refuse
welcome
to accept
to my
you.
My wife hates me. We're off and running. Right away, we get into it.
Oh.
You don't have to wait around for any preamble on this podcast. You like fights? We go for it right away.
I saw another couple doing a podcast. I forget who it was.
They're all doing it. We copied someone probably. I don't know.
We didn't copy anybody. Besides the other two, we were the first.
Oh, you love doing that. You ever you were saying that you were the first comedian to ever sit on a stool?
No, I said I was second. Bill Cosby, then me.
You see, no, listen, you said to me,
this
is exactly true. This is
this,
exactly true.
In this generation,
this
I was
is
the first.
Oh my God, as we keep cutting it down. He said to me, I'm somebody was sitting on a stool and he was like, I was the first person to sit on a stool. They're copying me. And I was like, you were the first comedian to sit on a stool? I go, what about Bill Cosby? He goes, first white comedian.
No, I didn't.
Yes. No. Yes. You truly believe this.
Yeah.
You it's you know what's wild about you? And
a lot
I say
of things.
This with all due respect. But you don't expand your horizons that often. Like you don't watch other comedians. You don't You don't watch specials.
No.
You're not like in love with comedy the way that, say, I am. You're in love with doing it.
I love doing comedy, yes, and right. I love the history of comedy. I said the other night I was watching some of the old roasts and watching. Jonathan Winters is so fucking funny. It was a Frank Sinatra roast.
I hope he wasn't sitting down.
He came up as Frank Sinatra's bus driver.
That's so funny.
He's so, you know, driving him to gigs and stuff. Jonathan Winters was so fucking funny. It's unbelievable. And I like the history of comedy. I like, you know, but I'm not watching new specials because it doesn't do it for me. But I will, if I like a comic, I'll go in and watch them do their set or some of their set. So there.
Okay.
Take that to the bank.
Okay, yes. Yes, let's go to the bank. But my point is that you actually don't know who the first comic to sit down on a stool. Like, the stool has been out there for every single comedian since comedy started. Do you really think you're the first one to take advantage of it?
Of this generation, yes. After Cosby, it was then me. I can't help
it. It's hilarious that you think that.
I was sitting down. You 30 don't think years any ago.
Other, you don't, but I know, but the stool has been on stage. So you really think no other comedian.
Not their whole set like me. They might walk and sit down, but nobody was sitting down pontificating like me and being fucking brilliant. They weren't doing it.
Oh my God.
I can't help it.
I think I would rather be like, oh, I'm just a really good comedian than to have to, go, I'm the first one to sit down. I'm the first one to take it out of the stand. I'm the first comedian to take the mic out of the stand. Did you know that?
Why don't you let people know it then?
I look.
I think you were.
Hi. Welcome to my show. It was always been available to everyone.
What? The stool?
The taking the mic out of the stand.
Yeah, but you were good at
it. But I'm the first one to actually fucking do it.
Yeah,
we got to get new mics. This is bullshit. I'm not fucking around with this anymore.
Whoa.
Look at.
That's me.
Oh, oh, I knew you were going to make a fucking joke. Sorry. Sorry, we don't have Viagra for the mics.
Oh. Why is my mic perfect and yours isn't? Because there. It's up here. It's this one.
It's whatever. I'll just hold it.
Hold it.
I was the first comedian to hold a mic on a podcast. Whole time while it's still in the stand.
Last night's the first night in years I missed the governor's Christmas party. I was going to do Legion of Skanks and drive over to Governor's, but then I'm doing Legion of Skanks and Biden texts me, get home, there's a blizzard, like scaring me, like snow is falling.
I believe I said, hey, weirdo, come home.
Yeah. Yeah, but why would, like, yeah, I'll tell you what you said right here. I have it.
Okay. I'm the first comedian to ever text her husband to come home during a blizzard.
She goes, get home, weirdo, it's storming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like, oh my God, trees are falling down.
Well, because I didn't want you to wait too long and not be able to, like, I've driven home in the snow where I've had to follow the snow plow. It's like, takes forever.
Why, you didn't know how to get home? You ever see those big, I just saw one of those pile ups because people can't see in the snow and they're just flying and boom, they don't know there's a fucking pile up in front of them.
I like those podcasts that they put like the pictures of what you're talking about on the screen.
Oh, I wonder how you do that. I like those podcasts that have guests. I wonder how they do that.
Why are they doing that? I like those podcasts that have like more than one camera. How do they do that?
I like the podcasts that have topics and they go over like current events
or
whatever.
Isn't there anything we can go over?
What's in the news? Oh, the Emmys. Weren't the Emmys like recently?
First of all, I didn't watch any of them, but on my feed, it's just like acceptance speech after acceptance speech. I don't even know who the people are, what they're winning, what award show it is. It's like the DGA Awards, the Critics' Choice Awards, the Emmys. I don't know what all is. It's a lot.
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be so woke and political, but no one brought up either Israel or Palestine.
They probably told them not to.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, either one.
We can't stop people from doing what they want to do in those speeches, but look at me, I'm running all the shows. I run all the shows. I'm the first one to run all the shows.
Who hosted the Emmys?
I have no idea.
Really?
I don't even know if the Emmys were one of them that weren't happened.
They the
Did
other
it
night?
Happen?
I thought they were the other night.
I don't know. There's so many shows.
It's too many.
Or maybe it's like Corden or somebody hosted it.
Let's see. Who hosted the Emmys? See, a lot of people would have somebody there doing research. Who hosted the Emmys? It comes right up first. Oh, Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson.
He's good at that.
I don't know
stuff.
What show he's from, but some sitcom.
Well, you just saw him last night on that game show where it was a singer.
Right, but he also was on a...
He's on Law & Order he was on.
He's on Law & Order.
He was one or two seasons. He's been on a lot of shows.
How do you know Black-ish. His IMDb? Oh, is that what
he
it
was
is?
On Black-ish, I think, but he was on Law & Order, one of the victims. He's good. He's a good actor. So,
well, isn't that fantastic? And he did it. And then Chelsea Handler hosted the Critics' Choice Awards.
She did?
And she said, she used to date Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Who bombed. I shouldn't say that. He did terribly on the Golden Globes. But so she hosted and she said, got a big laugh on a joke. And she goes, that was one of my writers, and then they got a huge applause. It's so like
she got a laugh and then said that was one.
Yeah, it basically was like making fun of him instead of calling out her writers for like, I didn't write this. She goes, my writers wrote that, and they got a huge applause. You know, and that's the key to hosting one of these award shows
is attack the other host.
Is make fun of what's already been done. No, it's to like be so gentle with your jokes. Like she was saying, like, these people did this and this, and it's so female, like positive. It's like, it's almost like we're getting to a point where you can't say anything negative about a woman anymore. Like, you just can't do it.
You can't even call them a cunt.
You cannot say these cunts in here with their fucking. Remember when, Seth MacFarlane hosted something once and he did a song called like Seen Your Boobs or something. Yeah. It was so funny. And people were outrageous.
Oh wait, who
were outraged. They were furious.
One got real mad. Who was it?
I don't remember, but it's like, well, we saw your boobs. Like what? Like
that was so funny.
It's like, it's so weird how sensitive they are. And it's like, I mean, the jokes are literally like, now if you to do well you have to be like, you're the highest grossing box office, well, we showed them, those men, they didn't know, and then I think the joke that she did, Chelsea Handler, was that Barbie was the highest grossing movie, Greta Gerwig was like the highest, you know, the woman who grossed the highest grossing movie, whatever, I don't know how to word it, I'm not a writer, and then she goes, so now all Hollywood has to do is decide if they're going to give her another chance, and it's like, you know what I mean, do you get the joke? It's like, she's
still not good enough,
but it's like, it's not true. It's that's perpetuating a myth that's actually untrue. Women are doing very, very well in Hollywood. Older women are fucking, they're the only ones working almost in Hollywood.
Helen Mirren is doing the Rich Voss story. She's on everything. 1983.
The Rich Voss story. I don't get it.
I mean, that's what she's come down to, doing the biopic.
Whoa, I don't get this at all.
Neither do I. But she's on everything.
She's playing you?
I said she's done everything, doing everything. She's a fucking movie star, a TV star. A lot of them are go to TV. The movie stars go to TV. I don't know why. Maybe it's easier. One location, they get it over with, shoot the whole season. Stupid money. I don't know, because that's not my business. All I know is I see a lot of movie stars on TV.
Well, movie stars are a weird thing, because it's almost like we haven't moved forward at all. I think it's because, I don't know, what is it? Like, just the youth is not watching anything anymore, so they're not making it for them. It's like, I don't know. If there's a romantic comedy that's not starring, you know, Sandra Bullock or J-Lo, it's like, what?
Margot Robbie's taking over the fucking business.
Well, she should. She's fucking great.
I love her.
But also, it's like, we don't have to, I think, honestly, if you really want equality in everything, you have to start making fun of yourself, like as a woman or any minority. It's like, that's the last step of like, oh, because people who are at the top, they get made fun of. That's how it is. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Is that a dumb idea? I just think women have lost the ability to make fun of themselves. It's like so.
Lost the ability. They never had the ability.
Well, we did have the ability.
I mean, Phyllis Diller did.
Yes.
All-time comics did.
But now it's just, well, because before it used to be so inward. Like, you just make fun of yourself as a woman. You're like very self-deprecating as a female comedian, right? And now it's very outward. It's very like you're making fun of them. You're making fun of the guys you date. You're making fun of the system, the patriarchy.
All actors. You don't see actors going up there and making fun of themselves.
No.
Male and female. You kidding me? They think they're fucking...
Right.
They think they're like...
People used to, like Jim Carrey had funny like acceptance speeches, and I don't know. I mean, I guess they're still being funny. It's just like, it's just comedy has taken such a light. It's just such a gentle touch, you know.
It's horrible, you know. After Ricky, you can't follow Ricky.
But people didn't like that. People were,
and people at home loved it.
I think so too. I think you should forget about the audience that's there. They're already privileged. They already got everything. You don't need to make them laugh.
They were laughing too, though. There was people, except maybe stupid fucking Tom Hanks sitting there with his,
Later he claimed that he wasn't feeling well, and that's why he was acting like that.
Really? He wasn't feeling well? Shut up. Then why go?
No, they get like,
they have an excuse instead of going, I thought he stunk. All right, you know, you make a face, then stand by it. I didn't like it.
No, we know everything. We talked about this already, but we know everything we need to know about that audience when they gave Will Smith a standing ovation. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
We get it. we get who you are. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to act without a publicist. That's it.
It's like
the Illuminati is supposed to be like handling all these people. Handle them. Get them laughing at themselves. What? Why is the Illuminati not letting them laugh at themselves?
Doesn't this Scientology handle a part of them too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, my feed is so full of like conspiracy theories. It's the only thing I want, because I'm past an age where I care about like anything sexual. there's nothing left. I don't want to know about how to cook stuff. I'm like over anything to do with like facial creams or fucking hacks. So it all just comes down to like,
well, my feed now,
conspiracy theories, which I love them. They're so good. And every, you know, they'll be like, this is so and so before she sold her soul to the devil. This is her now. And it's like, ooh, it does feel like something happened.
Well, like I watch animals going after their prey.
But
I like when I love when they get away. Like when the animals,
right?
So I'm watching one the other.
But what about then the other animal starves?
Well, they got to.
Aren't you like? Don't you feel bad for the lions? They got to feed their cubs.
I saw this fucking tiger attacking a zebra, and there was 50 other zebras standing around just watching. I'm like, am I in the New York subway? I'm going, what the fuck is going on? Help them! They didn't help.
It's pretty good.
What?
New York subway joke. Not bad.
You like that one? Not Bobby bad. Gave me the punchline.
Oh.
My punchline was very political, so I can't.
Oh, my God.
But they, and I'm sitting there, these just like 50 zebras, and so one zebra's being attacked right in front of him. I'm like, Frank, we never liked him anyhow. Like, what the fuck are they? But I love when the animals get away. I like it. And they just take off like, haha, fuck you. I mean, they're sneaky, these animals. Fucking snakes. Tigers are the sneakiest. Oh, And our cat, when you look at the cat sneak up there, they're like little tigers. It's so cool. They're little tigers. They are. They're all from the same. They're cats.
Are you teaching me that the cat
is from the cat family, the same family as the tiger?
Oh my God!
Watching them. Well,
okay. These conspiracy theories. They don't believe in evolution. Like, and when they break it down, you're like, wait a second. Like a house cat really was used to be like it's from that same family. You go, that's too many steps. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so they don't think the cat is from the tiger?
No, they think like there's been DNA altered from the Anunnaki or something, some aliens, alien race.
The cave.
It does seem crazy that like the turtle has been exactly the same for, you know, 100,000 years, but the cat is like completely changed.
Well, the turtle comes from the probably some of those other killer prehistoric animals, the slower ones.
No, I think the turtle has like been the turtle for a long time.
Don't they live over 100 years?
Yeah.
What a boring fucking life, a turtle. You know, just ugh.
What about a coral? Isn't that worse?
What, being a rock?
I mean, they're not real. They're living some way.
Yeah.
I don't know. The most interesting, of course, is the octopus, which, conspiracy theory or not, it is derived from alien. An alien ship crashed into the ocean, you know.
Yeah.
However many before civilization, and implanted some DNA in there, and the octopus is one of them, because they can't figure out how the octopus exists.
What do you mean they can't figure it out?
I can't remember now all the details of the
how it exists. It where it came from, or
no, because it doesn't have the same cellular structure as other things. And you shouldn't eat an octopus. They're one of the most brilliant, I'm going to say, animals. I don't know what to call it.
I get a lot of my answers from the octopus. They're so smart.
Well, if we could start figuring out how to communicate. I think we've figured out somewhat how to communicate with whales, which is pretty amazing.
How do we do it?
That was whale four.
What was
go fuck yourself. Mm-mm-mm. Also, if you're getting an award, I mean, listen, when I'm up for my fucking Oscar, talk to me then. But if you're getting an award, you're all dressed up, you know, you're in this fancy thing, you really can't be like, what am I fucking, do you know what I mean? You can't joke about it. Like, even on the red carpet, they never make a joke about it.
I know, they're fucking just...
They're like, well, I'm here to see. I'd love to see. Well, they're all just kissing each other's asses. Yes. They always show up on the, like, somebody will show up on the red carpet, and then the other person will be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm meeting you. Oh, my God. You're like, you can't believe you're meeting them? You're at the Golden Globes. You didn't think you were going to meet other celebrities? Yeah. It's that shocking to you? It's like somebody was doing that to Lenny Kravitz. I was like, if you asked her his name right now, she would not know. She was like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. It's like, it's Lenny Kravitz. It's like,
I know. They do that with Denzel all the time.
Oh my God.
Denzel. Look.
You're like, name two of his movies, bitch. Come on.
And, you know, I like how Meryl Streep, I like how
she's funny.
I like how she conducts
herself. She goes, I think I'm overrated.
I like she's, well, then again, she's won everything you could possibly win.
I know, so. But maybe that's why. Hey, stars, maybe Meryl Streep wins because she doesn't take herself so fucking seriously.
And she's good
grew up in New Jersey,
does.
The greatest state in the union.
It is a great state. People don't know where we live. There's farms right around the corner.
There's a lot of farms. This is what's great about New Jersey. And I'm not even going to go into the sports thing. That's for other people. But for my money, there's less natural disasters than other states. Okay. There's not a lot of poisonous things that can kill you. There's no alligators.
Snakes.
There's barely any snakes. Barely. If there's a snake that can kill you, it's because somebody had it in their own personal, like,
you don't know,
thing and let it out.
There's rattlesnakes up in North Jersey.
Ah, big deal. Rattlesnakes? Come on.
Yeah, up in the mountains.
You can survive a rattlesnake bite pretty easily.
You don't
have. It gets cold, but look, the snow, it's here, it's going to be gone.
It's good for skiers. What are you talking
about? Snow plows. Got it handled.
They're skiing.
There's beaches everywhere.
Beaches, skiing.
You go and say skiing one more time. Go ahead.
Skiing.
Does it feel good?
You're an hour from New York, an hour from Philly.
Nobody cares. The hour from Philly thing, no one cares about. I hear people say it all the time. An hour from New York, an hour from Philly. You're like, when are you going to Philly? When are you fucking going to Philly? Nobody's going to Philly. But it's an hour from New York.
And an hour from Philly.
It's a goddamn fucking... You got to get a private plane to go to Long Island, but otherwise.
Yeah, but for everyone going to Long Island.
Right.
Long Island, driving out to
Long Island. I like how you say the G so hard.
First of all, like golf courses, farms, mountains, ocean, everything you need. See, the people don't.
And you can still afford a fucking house here. Like in some places in Texas, it's like outrageous. I mean, in California, it's insane.
No, New York, like I was talking to that comic and I was showing her houses.
Wait, this happens too often.
What?
Well, you're so chummy with these female comedians.
She's married. She's from Canada. We're sitting here at the Cellar, and I'm telling her
First of all, she's married. She's from Canada. Who is she?
What's her name?
I don't know her. Is she blonde?
No. Not Elma. What's her name?
Elvira. No, Elvira.
Elvira. And I'm just, we're talking about houses, and I'm going, look. And I'm showing her these houses, like in New York, they're fucking.
Why are you showing someone, why are you looking at houses?
I'm telling her because they're saying how hard it is to live in like Brooklyn or Queens with a kid. I'm going, me and Bonnie have a kid. We live an hour from the city.
Oh, an hour from Philly. She's like, who cares about, no one cares about Philly.
I didn't bring up Philly. And I'm just saying, like, you can get a house, like say an $800,000 house in Hillsborough. Like ours, a big, gigantic house. In New York, you get like fucking two-bedroom little condo in Brooklyn.
Oh, my God. You look up million-dollar apartments in New York. It's like,
well, even Brooklyn I'm talking about, or Queens. And you don't have any property, no property, and kids got to take
even Riverside and all those places, they're as expensive. You might as well live in New York.
You don't even know where Riverside is.
Bitch. I know where Riverside is.
Where is it?
It's on the river's side.
You don't even know.
You could take a little fucking over.
You don't go over. It's on the west side of fucking New York, going up to Harlem, Riverside Drive. It's up.
No, it's where Gary Goldman used to live with his old girlfriend. Is that River's Edge, River's Front? Am I saying it wrong?
I don't know. Riverside Drive is on the west side.
Well, it's on the west side.
Harlem.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he lived.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. What else do you like about Jersey? Fruit stands and vegetable stands.
Okay, we could stop now. Look at this guy. He saw a list and he was like, let's keep doing it. Let's list the whole rest of the podcast. A man with a lisp who loves lists. Oh my God.
You're so corny.
Oh, damn. Oh, hot damn.
Oh, if we could just make it 10 more minutes, we could wrap this up.
What? I have so much to talk about.
Go ahead, then.
I don't remember anything.
Something.
I don't remember anything.
Nothing? I got to go to Florida.
Raina never goes to school anymore. Do you notice that? It's like always like Martin Luther King Day, Snow Day.
It's not always Martin Luther King Day.
That's another thing about New Jersey. Good schools. This is one of the safest cities in America.
What is?
The city that we live in.
You have no backing for that.
Yeah, statistic. I do. When I moved here, every single business had it on their thing. So yes, it's probably from like 20 years ago. But has it changed that much in 20 years? Rich has a problem with some of the construction going on here, and he talks about it all the time. And
there's a lot of building.
One of the construction companies
They were doing the roads, widening them.
What were they doing with them?
Widening them. Making them wider. Widening them.
There you go.
And they walked off the job after all these streets are torn apart. There's a lot of work to be done, and they walked off. They had a problem with the state.
But I feel like then New Jersey is the problem because they haven't got it started up again. So there's other construction companies that would do it.
Well, they're in the middle of a lawsuit with the other construction company. I don't fucking know. Just finish the work.
You don't know.
All I know is they're building like tons and tons, over by the golf course. They're building 300 new houses. Mm. 300.
Wow.
That's probably 500 cars. Mm. Crazy.
Wow.
Right behind us.
I've lost
our old house. What?
Track.
All right. So what else?
I saw our old neighbor yesterday in Trader Joe's.
Who?
Dan? Remember that woman with the three kids? I don't want to say her name, but.
We had no old neighbor with three kids.
Yes, when we lived in the condo. And remember, she had the three little kids. The littlest one was so funny. You loved him.
Why would I like the little kid?
You just always were like, thought he was so funny. At the pool and stuff, they were always there.
Oh.
Do you remember Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I saw her.
The one whose kids act?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're probably all big now.
Well, the oldest one is in college, and then the other one is just a little bit older than Raina, and he's already driving.
Hmm. Yeah, he was a cool little kid. Is she still married?
I didn't ask her that.
She was nice. She was very nice.
She was very, very pleasant.
Pleasant?
Yeah. I mean,
Bonnie had a lot of friends at the pool. Bonnie was.
But
like,
when Raina was a baby, or more of a child, then she played with the neighborhood kids, so I got to know the neighborhood parents. But then once they, she sort of outgrew them.
You cut them loose?
I cut them loose. One of the women still texts me and calls me, and I just don't ever answer it. I know that's so shitty.
Yes.
But I'm not interested. So
Jesus. What's yours? When'd you get that sweatshirt? What's it say?
What?
What is it?
I don't know. It's too small.
All right.
It says no internet. Another conspiracy theory, which is that very soon all our internet will be wiped out, and that NASA they have all these old cars that they're collecting, and people think it's because they don't have computers in them. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but like, your car doesn't need internet.
What about my new Ring doorbell? Will that not work?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That goes through the internet, through the phone.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man, took me a while to set it up yesterday.
Cellular or internet? Oh, yeah, you put in the password, so it's internet.
So NASA's collecting the cars to use them because there's no computer?
Because they think so one of the theories is that, The Simpsons has somehow done a show about every major political thing that's happened.
I've never watched The Simpsons.
I've never watched it either, but there's all these videos of where it'll be like Trump coming down the stairs to remember when he was saying that he's gonna run for president. Yeah. They have that on The Simpsons.
After or before?
No, before. So they got all these things, and one of the theories is that The Simpsons just have, I don't know, they've been around for 30 some years, so they have a lot of episodes. So of course they're going to hit a couple of times, but the other theory is that the Illuminati, or whatever's controlling the planet, I don't know what you want to call them, they have to tell you in order to do it. to make these changes or to do these evil things. They have to let you know. So they let you know through media, right? So somehow Matt Groening, I don't know, he's like getting a phone call. You need to do this. Oh, okay. You know.
Can we join the Illuminati? Like, do you want to? I like to.
You can do it. You got to be asked to do it. Look at Cat Williams is talking about this shit. It's like the weird thing about Cat Williams is that he in his Illuminati, it's they just want to fuck you in the ass. But in a lot of other people's Illuminati, it's like much more sinister. And you know that movie that we saw with Julia Roberts on Netflix? This is the End or something.
Yeah.
This is the End of the World or I don't know what it's called.
I don't remember.
They're saying that's predictive programming. Like that's letting you know that the internet's going. Like the evil Illuminati had to let us know in some way so they
we can
they somehow and Barack Obama, Brock and Michelle, their production company made that movie. And listen, there's anybody who's anybody is in the Illuminati. You know what I mean?
Well, then how do we join? Tell them, you know.
I want to get my name on the list for Epstein's Island. Is there a way we can somehow get somebody to put our name on that list?
I mean,
they're all Illuminati.
We never get on any list.
We never get on any list, not even the fucking. And can I please? We should just Photoshop our names into the list once it comes out. Is it already out?
I don't know. I think it's out.
But also.
Yeah, well,
Oprah Winfrey is really, I mean, she's been trafficking, sex trafficking kids.
Is that what they say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Oprah's evil. And the thing is, like, you watch one of these videos and you think it's stupid and you go to the comments to, like, kind of, you think other people are going to be like, And there are a couple of people that are like, okay, you know, get back on your meds or whatever. But then there's people that are like, Oprah is evil. We've known this forever. Like, well, there's people that truly, truly believe all this.
Well,
stuff.
They said that company was sex trafficking. You know, the big furniture company. Wayfair.
Oh, right.
They said, you know, that was
that went away. That was fine. You can order from Wayfair again.
Oh, you can?
I guess so.
They ran out of kids?
They were like, this isn't a great way to mail kids.
That's why I won't
in a desk.
That's why I won't watch that movie because it's too creepy.
What movie?
The about sex trafficking. Yeah.
Well, I also believe. Okay, this is just a stupid theory that I have, but I think in order to motivate people, you need religion, and since religion's sort of taken a back seat in America, at least. I mean, this is the downfall of the Soviet Union. Supposedly, was that they didn't have religion. It's hard to motivate big groups of people without it. So what's the next best thing that you can use to motivate people? Oh, every single person on the planet wants to save the children, right? So you use that to motivate people, to get them into this, like suck them into this cult. So you start off by saying like, oh, these are all pedophiles. Everybody's a pedophile. I have a friend who believes literally every man is a pedophile. I'm like, my dad's not a pedophile. I know that for a fact. My husband's not a pedophile. I know that for a fact. Like,
as a fact?
Yes, I know that for a fact. And gun to my head, I'm going to say you're not a pedophile. I hope that works out for me. But you want to save, you want to be a hero. You want to save children. So that's how they get a lot of people sort of believing all this stuff and I just don't believe that there's that many pedophiles. I don't believe it.
That's the propaganda coming out of the Middle East. You know, they're hiding behind kids and stuff, and that's the truth. And then all of a sudden, oh, the big evil fucking, you know, country is blowing up kids. Well, you're fucking, you know.
Oh, Israel?
Yeah. Like they're hiding, Hamas is hiding behind.
But that's what they'll use it for everything. They'll use it for everything because they can't use religion so much. People are like, I don't know if I. It's like people don't like people are religious, but they don't believe that God is like this thing that's gonna save them or not save them or whatever. They don't have the same belief they used to have in religion. Most people, so they use
kids
all the time. The minute you hear like, oh, pedophilia, I go, oh, that's like. They're trying to get you into some kind of weird cult, you know, like let's save the children.
But let's
that's like the opening to a lot of conspiracy theories.
Let's put in our application for the Illuminati.
Okay. I mean, we can start by drinking baby's blood. I mean,
oh, I don't want that.
I mean, people believe that they eat, like, that Tom Hanks eats babies. They truly believe that. They believe it.
Where do you buy baby meat?
Well, it's humanely sourced. Don't worry about it.
They people believe.
I'm not going to be able to do that part because I'm a vegan. I'm going to be like, oh, I don't eat babies.
Well, can't we be like performers for the Illuminati? Because they got money, right?
They believe that there's industry plants. So Drake is considered an industry plant because people think he doesn't have talent, but he's hugely, hugely, hugely famous and successful.
I don't know one song, so I don't know.
There's lots and lots and lots of people like that where they consider, or they'll do like
Is Nicolas Cage in the Illuminati?
I haven't seen that one yet. But probably he's famous. It's like they think every famous person is in the Illuminati. But it's like,
is it white and black?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's mixed?
Oh, yes. Yes. Every race.
But Jews don't run it. We're not getting blamed for running the Illuminati, are we?
No. No. Although it's rich people. It's billionaires. It's at the head of the Illuminati is...
Is Elon Musk in it?
Elon Musk is Illuminati.
Who else?
Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey.
Not what's his name? Not Warren Buffett, though. He can't be in it. He's like...
I don't know.
A regular guy.
I don't know, but if you have
what about Steven Spielberg?
Oh, I'm sure he's sex trafficking. I mean, it just makes perfect sense, doesn't it? No, I don't know. It's like Billie Eilish. You know, they were like, "This is her before the Illuminati. This is her after." They show people doing this sign or something like this. I don't know if that's it. All the time, and you see people doing it too, and you're like, are they doing it to fuck with other people saying they're part of the Illuminati?
Well, first of all,
or is it like just sometimes your hands go like that and they catch it?
First of all, this was all before the Illuminati Scientology. They were blaming everybody that was in Scientology, or you to be in Hollywood you had to be in Scientology. So the Illuminati pushed out Scientology. Just fucking said, Scientology, you're done. We're taking over. Okay. So.
Like Michael Jackson is still alive. I don't know if you realize that. He, a lot of people believe, was trying to be taken down by the Illuminati. Like he's not really a pedophile, that they were just fucking coming for him.
Why?
He wouldn't play the game. I don't know.
What about Jeffrey Epstein? Who killed him?
That I don't know.
You don't know that?
That part hasn't come down my feed yet. I don't go searching for this stuff. If I like watch something, or I never even like anything.
They know
that I'm interested in it. It's like the first thing that comes up in the morning when I go on there. There's like, is this man Michael Jackson? You know, and it'll just show an old man. Everybody's wearing masks. Like Joe Biden died like 7 to 10 years ago, and he's just wearing a mask. And when they show it, it looks like a mask. You're like, it kind of looks like he's wearing a mask. But this is the thing about Joe Biden. If it wasn't really Joe Biden and it's just some guy wearing a mask, wouldn't they make him a little more articulate? Like, what are they doing?
Oh, that's what they're doing.
Why did they put like
some
mentally unstable
president
person in that mask? Or
who else is
he can't see, he can't hear. It's the mask that's doing it. He's like floundering around. He can't see where his feet are because of the mask. It's like cut the holes bigger or something. I don't know.
That's why this country's in trouble. It's between him and Trump.
It's insanity.
Who else
is it?
It's
insanity.
It's between those two.
Well, because we need a better system. We need a different system. I mean, listen, if the Illuminati is real, they might as well just fucking appoint someone. That's what they're going to do. We vote, we pretend, we think we're in charge.
Let Mark Cuban be the president. I'll go for Mark Cuban. He's smart. He's like Fredo. I'm smart.
Well,
I don't know, but these two, it's Trump or Biden, and neither of them are a good choice.
I agree.
Neither of them. So what are we going to do? When Bonnie and I get our membership in the Illuminati, we're going to make some changes.
But you'll notice that we're in the Illuminati because you won't like it because there's a lot of devil shit.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm out.
Yeah, well, the baby's blood didn't stop you, but the...
I'm out.
What did you think the baby's blood was?
Huh?
What did you think the baby's blood was? Just like some kind of like Top Chef stuff? No.
Well, I'm not going to join the Illuminati.
Well, I'll leave you in the dust then.
I reneged my fucking application.
Well, they show all these satanic stuff, like they show like in music and stuff, all these satanic signs. They say the music is a different frequency than it used to be. It's like a lot of stuff.
That's why I don't listen to music.
Well, good. They're not. They're always programming you. So you got to get counter programmed. But I don't know if the conspiracy theories are the correct counter programming. Anyway, it's been a lovely chat about stuff we know nothing about once again.
Yes. And Thursday night, I'll be at the Black Box Theater in Boca Thursday night. Then Friday, this Friday in New Jersey, in Freehold, the American Hotel. And go to richfoss.com for all my day.
I have a show on Sunday.
Laugh Boston. Go ahead.
Oh, with Annie Letterman and Tim Dillon's on it. And someone else. Mark Norman's on it and Lev Fur's on it.
Maybe I'll come down.
And it's a very good show. Sunday night at the Stand, 10 p.m.
Annie's flying in just to do that?
No, she's got other things.
Oh. Well, listen, peace out, homies. Go to richfoss.com.
Peace
out. Thanks for the support. There's nothing funny about today's podcast. Nothing.
Well, I thought I was doing pretty good. No. My hat. What about my hat?
No, your hat's not funny. You look like Dopey.
I know. I know. Peace out. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Have a good week.
Why?
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.